Some enhanced plans will still provide erectile dysfunction medication under the Medicare prescription drug benefit, but starting next year, the majority of 54 plans now available in Wisconsin won't. Drugs like Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra will only be covered if they're used to treat other conditions like pulmonary hypertension. Pressure over best use of the nation's limited health dollars prompted the change by Medicare and Medicaid services. Aaron Hayes is a spokesperson for the federal government agency.
Well, Congress actually took it upon themselves this year to take legislative action on the issue. They barred the erectile dysfunction drugs. They were looking at the numbers, how much money was being spent. So the issue was outside of CMS's jurisdiction.
This month, seniors are getting notices about that change in others. Benefit specialists expect the exclusion of erectile dysfunction drugs to be controversial. Kim Wattis supervises the prescription drug helpline for the Coalition of Wisconsin Aging Groups.
We've had a lot of senior callers who have asked about erectile dysfunction drugs and use them on a regular basis, and we're looking for plans that do cover it. So I think it will affect quite a few seniors out there.
The first government program to stop paying for Viagra was Medicaid, which helps the poor. Medicare, used by the disabled and elderly, then followed suit. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.